This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. Got a press release from Heritage yesterday and reached out to Jessica. She agreed to come on this morning and we welcome her back to the program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, tell me your title again with Heritage.
I am the project director for Community Together.
Okay. September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. It's something you guys work on 12 months a year, but in order to highlight the attention and point people to resources, why was the month of September chosen? Do you have any idea?
I actually do not know the origins of it. I just know that it's something that lots of advocates really just wanted to ensure that we do, right, have one at least one month where we are focusing our efforts to really promote awareness about suicide.
Okay. Is there still a huge stigma attached to this conversation?
Absolutely. Even saying the word is cringeworthy at times, and it's something a lot of people circle around. It's not something that a lot of people are open and prepared or even comfortable to talk about.
All right. So tell me about some of the things that Heritage is doing throughout the rest of this month to get people involved, to get people engaged, and to spread awareness.
Yes. One of the things that we're doing is we're sharing information about suicide, myths, facts, different things like that, the number of people impacted about suicide, about recovery, all on our Facebook page. So one thing individuals can do, they can check out our Facebook page, they can like, they can share the post so that other people in the community can see it. We are also hosting the S Word. S stands for suicide. It is a documentary that really depicts the lives of four different individuals who attempted suicide, and it really shows how they turn their pain into actions. And we are doing that virtually through Zoom, and it's going to be on September 29th at 6 p.m. And so individuals can email me at jsmiley@heritagenet.org to reserve a slot for that screening.
Okay, that's jsmiley@heritagenet.org, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And then tell me about the documentary. I mean, assuming it's very powerful, it's about suicide survivors who have turned their pain into action.
Yes, and it shows, again, four different survivors from across the United States and sort of their stories, how their attempt impacted their relationships, how one of them, their parent, didn't really know what was happening and she just had no idea. And so it just is a really interesting, meaningful, inspiring film. It will evoke all kinds of emotions. It's 60 minutes, and so following the film, we're actually going to have a panel discussion, including a person who lost a child by suicide. We will have a teen mental health first aid instructor from Clinton as part of our panel, and then we have Terrence Tat Taylor as part of our panel, and then we have myself. So I think it's just a really nice, rounded group of individuals who will have an opportunity to talk on the film and potentially answer questions that people may have.
Okay. I want to make sure we give out the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline as well, because that is available 24/7, 7 days a week. It's private. If people are having thoughts or maybe they're concerned about other loved ones, 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK. You guys also are sharing important resources to help observe National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. There are several websites. What's a good place for people to start in a digital world?
A good place to start if people are just looking for just some coping skills, just some resources, some maybe different things to try to manage some of the things that they're experiencing, they can try our virtual place of hope, which is heritagenet.org/hope. And then there are additional websites that are also really helpful, which would include the Suicide Prevention Resource Center. That one gives more ideas about what you can do to honor Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. For individuals seeking more information about like next steps or getting additional supports, I would encourage them to check out the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Okay. And then once again, the Zoom screening of this S-Word documentary, which is coming up on September 29th. which is, what is that? I guess that's next Tuesday at 6 p.m. And then the panel that will be a part of that. How do they email you again to reserve their spot?
They can email me at jsmiley@heritagenet.org, and it's free.
All right, Jessica, we appreciate it. Thank you very much for the information and the work that you do. It is important. Something that people don't want to spend a lot of time talking about. Mental health and suicide, you know, stuff that still has stigmas attached to it that impacts so many people.
Yeah, it's unbelievably tough, and we're starting to hear more and more about it. We're starting to be a little bit more aware of it, and things like National Suicide Prevention Month help in that regard. And it doesn't care your race, your money. It doesn't matter. It's the type of thing that can affect anyone, any family, and hopefully we can help people get the help they need before they make those bad decisions.
Yes. All right. So we'll put those links up with the podcast with Jessica on Nauticator.com and our social media.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.